You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. In the past 2 weeks, the San Luis Obispo Regional Special Weapons and Tactics Team, or SWAT, has been called in to assist in two separate barricaded suspect situations. One in Pismo Beach resulted in the peaceful arrest of the suspect, while the other in Paso Robles ended in a fatal shooting of the suspect while police were attempting arrest. KCBX's Angel Russell looks into how the SWAT team works and when they get called in.
The San Luis Obispo Regional SWAT team is composed of more than 30 officers from 8 police departments in Slo County, including San Luis Obispo, Pismo Beach, and Arroyo Grande. Commander of the team, Slo PD Captain Brian Omoroso, says they get called in when situations are so hazardous, complex, or unusual that they may exceed the capabilities of patrol officers on duty to handle.
And typically those are things like barricaded subjects, hostage situations, high-risk warrant service, things like that.
Some members of the team are crisis negotiators who try to talk the suspects into surrendering peacefully. Negotiators often have to talk with suspects that may have underlying mental health issues, such as in the situation in Pismo Beach on July 10th. The barricaded suspect was a veteran and believed to have been suffering from PTSD. Omoroso says crisis negotiators are police officers.
They do cover significant mental health in their training, and that's something we can easily include depending on the situation if we needed to put some mental health, you know, resources directly with them.
While the look of officers in armored vehicles and tactical military uniforms has come under public scrutiny throughout America, Omoroso says the SWAT team's main mission is to save lives of those in danger, the public, and the suspects themselves through de-escalation.
Any type of use of force is always our last resort, and our goal is to try to just simply make the area safe and open up a line of communication with the suspect and let crisis negotiation do what they're trained to do. How can we achieve a peaceful resolution so everyone can go home?
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.